residential. When he was taken to the house of the high priest, I told you the priest, you know, at that time they have no right to send a man to death. But they condemned him to death. I mean, they can never do it. They had to confirm that, take him to the governor of Jerusalem. So he was kept in the dungeon all the palace that evening, and next day early in the morning, he was taken to Pontius Pilate's palace, where he was condemned to death. And from there he carried the cross and walked up to Calvary, up to Golgotha, where the crucifixion was. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the remaining part of the Garden of Gethsemane. In this little garden, there are 8 olive trees, you know, the old ones. We can never tell what is the exact age of the olive trees, but the tradition says that they date back to the time of David. They date back to the time of David. When we refer to the time of David, that's almost 3,000 years old. Now you lost this time. 3,000 years old. 4,000 years old is the time of Abraham. When we refer to the time of David, that's 1,000 B.C. And you have almost 2,000 A.D. That makes 3,000 years old. So the age of the olive trees that you see here, they are clearly 3,000 years old, and they are still bearing. Look at that. Look at the new branches coming out of the old tree, out of 3,000 years. Now, here comes the sun. I don't want to waste your time. The Golden Gate. Look at the Golden Gate there, where the two arches and the garden. Go ahead and take the picture.
Two shots. Go play.
Here comes the sun. Shooters, no more temptation.
I want to post first.
That's the one who is
the king's son.
That one's a bomb.
Now that's a, yeah, man, dude. That's a beautiful thing from here about the Golden Gate.
Cash your American dollars into local money, you will make a better deal in American money. You see, I'm telling you this. Always give them, they give you an American dollar. Try to take American dollars, they have got American dollars change. So when you give them a traveler check, I mean, you lose. Is it clear? I want you to look at the case of Mary Magdalene, where the typical Indian dons, you know, just like the Kremlin. Now that is the facade of the Church of Agony where we were, and the Garden of the...
Isn't that wild?
Absalom, Absalom, my son, what you have done. Mr. Snoopy, Absalom the one has the sharp, the tall tower. To the left. All set? We go! Now, I want you to turn to the other side and be ready. This is the temple without possible. I want you to look at the pinnacle of the temple. You still see the old Roman sword in that corner. Here, you still see the throne of Herodium. That's like the stones of the Roman world, dates back to the time of Herod the Great. That was the pinnacle. You remember when I was talking to the Sanhedrin on the top and the corner, and I was saying to the horse gate, somewhere there, the horse gate. You remember? It was to open, to make an opening for the horse gate in the middle. And now, what we discovered recently here, there was a mistake on the model of the temple because they made the gates of Khulda double gate and double gate. We call it triple gate and double gate. Now where is the triple gate? I want you to watch here. Look, you see the two three arches there? The three arches? That is the triple gate. One, two, three arches. That is the double gate still hidden with that building there. So, that was the triple gate which was shown on the model double gate. Now here is the start of
the excavation around the Roman wall, and they went as far as the Roman period, beginning in the Roman period. I want you to look to the left, on the top of that mountain. That is what we call Mount Ophel, and that is the residential area of King Solomon. King Solomon lived on Mount Ophel. David lived on Mount Zion. Over to the right you see Zion, to the left you see Ophel, and now we go down to the city of David, as far as the school of Shiloh. Let's go quickly, please.
We go.
Sure. He had to be.
Hold it.
I have mentioned before that King Hezekiah, the king of Israel, dug a tunnel underground and he diverted the water from the spring of Gihon into the pool of Siloam. That means he diverted the water into his town. I mean, in order to face the siege of the Assyrians when they came to see Jerusalem, and that was at the time of Isaiah. So, we are here to see the pool of Siloam. I mean, and the water supposed to come underground all the way to the pool of Siloam. And remember, the New Testament refers to this pool. Jesus said to the blind man in the temple, go down to the pool of Siloam and wash your eyes. The man was taken down here. He went to the pool. He washed his eyes and he returned back to the temple seeing. But don't think that if you go and wash your eyes here, you feel better.
I got good eyes.
No. Jesus, was this? No, the channel, of course, the channel came from outside the wall, under the wall, into the city. That means he did a great way of engineering to divert the water from the from outside the wall into inside. That means he sent a big trumpet for his people to go outside the wall and get the water. And Jerusalem, when Jerusalem in siege, it's difficult for the people to go and get the water. Now, back to the New Testament. When Jesus said to that man, go down to the pool and wash your eyes, he has created new eyes for him. You understand what I mean? He created the eyes for him. So, many blind people, when they come here and wash their eyes, I mean, eyes is not healing. I mean, the water is not healing. But Jesus, when he spoke, he has created new eyes. Jesus, when he fed the multitude with five fishes, with five loaves and two fishes, they came to Jesus and said to him, there's a man here who has got two fishes and five loaves, but what can these do among them? And he said, bring them here to me. So he knew what he's going to do. And he fed them, fed 25,000. They were not 5,000. They were 25,000, because that's without counting women and children. Huh? Mm-hmm. If you want to count, I mean, 5,000 men, about the women and children. Let's say by 3, by 4, by 5, that means 25 or 30,000. So he knew what he's going to do. So he said, bring them here to me. And he was, he knew what he's going to do. Like when he said to that blind man, go down to the pool of Siloam and wash your eyes. He knew what's going to happen. So the water is nothing. We go.
And so we stay back in the time of Rome. Now, the water is running not only to this pool, it goes to somewhere else, you know, that is used for irrigation. So the blind man came here when he rose his eyes and went back to the temple.
What is going on?
Then they changed their mind, and they went there. Attention, please. Here.
Echo!
Jawalat! Masad! Jawalat is up! Jawalat!
Brother, do you have a wallet in your pocket?
Yeah?
You have a wallet in your back pocket?
Yeah, but it's empty.
Attention, please. You remember when we were discussing the story of the tunnel of Hezekiah dug a tunnel. They started digging from both sides, from the spring and from here. First of all, they started from here. And then they changed their mind and they started from there. And they didn't be full after that, you see. So, if you want to think of the channel underground, this is the center of it. Is it clear? This is a sample of it. That is that height and that width. It carries, the water from outside into this.
Well, a mile and a quarter, isn't it?
Huh?
A mile and a quarter.
No. 400 meters.
Come on, fly. Bloody hell, 400 feet. Come on. This has got meters down here, meters up here. I don't know which is which. All right, I'll tell you now. Get your pencil out. We'll get started. Ten feet is 3 meters. Yeah. 400 meters. 10 feet is 3 meters.
That water comes out down in here.
Now, how many?
It go right out.
Which is known as
here. We have a given image of the tomb of David, the building of two floors. The first floor is the tomb of David, and the second floor was Moses. Then, this has been known as the tomb of David and the mosque of David. After the 12th century AD, now, 12th century AD, that was the end of the Islam rule in Jerusalem and the beginning of the crusades of the Christians. They came and they ruled Jerusalem. They evidence this thing. They have an evidence that the Byzantine built a church above what was known, what is known today as the tomb of David when they came here. And the Byzantine built their church on the site of the house of Jomar the Avenger. So the Crusaders came and they understood that the Muslims built a mosque today above what was known at the time of Jesus as the house of Jomar the Avenger and above what was known as a Byzantine church in the 4th century. So they keep believing as it is. See? And they have converted the upper part into the second floor as the chapel of the last part. And they set the third floor known as the tomb of David. It came to pass that the whole area was in the Israeli territory of Jerusalem and Jerusalem of the Bible in the part. Now the Jews converted the tomb of David into a synagogue. And they left the upper part open to anybody who wants to go. Now, today you'll be confused to come here and see the tomb of David in the first floor and the room of the Shabbat on the second floor. So, if this was the house of Jomar the Avengers, I want you to forget about this building and forget about the tomb of David. There was a private house standing right here. If the Crusaders, whoever is this place, they said that this is the location of the house of Jomar, I want you to think of one of these houses that we saw in the model. I mean, the house of one floor, and then the sinister chapter. So, if we want to refer to this place, we refer to the site, but not the building. The building has nothing to do completely with Jesus and with David. I can never tell you that this is the building of David. Nobody can tell me. Is it clear?
Right. Everybody who comes to down there. So let us think here, where we are standing now, let us think of that story when Jesus came and gave the piece of bread to Judas. Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. He walked all the way from here down to the Garden of Gethsemane, through the steps of Jerusalem. And I think you saw what of the steps when we were at the house of the Avengers. In Gethsemane, Jesus was made prisoner. He was taken up to the house of the high priest, but not to the sword. This time he was taken up to the house of the high priest where you were. That's where he was made prisoner. Where he spent his last evening. The next day, he went to Calvary to the execution hill where he was crucified. He came alive. He came alive and appeared to his disciples twice more right in his room. I mean, in this side, I don't want to say the room, because it's not the same room. Jesus came here. He came to the cenacle to the disciples, and Thomas was not with them.
When Thomas came, they said to him, "Where are you? Jesus has appeared to us. He will help us." But Thomas said, "No, I won't believe it. I won't believe it until I see Jesus with my own eyes. And my hand is the wound of the nail in his hand." And he was led to the cross. And I must see it with my own eyes and see the wound of the nail in the center and finger and my finger in the wound. While he was talking like this, Jesus appeared to them when Thomas was talking and said, "Thomas, don't be selfish, come and put your finger in my wound." So he decided to touch. So,
Groma Vilasa Park also, it is where Jesus University at the cemetery, the same place where the other. So, as I told you, today, this is a building built by the Umayyad in the 8th century AD, and now it is converted into a chapel known as the I'm showing you here, and it's close to you. So this is the
now, you notice, I mean, if you walk this 3 miles down, 5 miles from here, down there, you will be at the third floor of the tomb of David. But today there is no communication between the third floor and the second floor.
Why? Now, the third floor was fostered by Jews, and it would be a cynical. The second floor is open for any Christian communication, sometimes 73 or 78 in that regard.
So the reason that we have to circle around, we have to come to the upper room from 1,000 years before as a private.
Is it clear?
You will be trained.
Let's see. Let me figure it by time. I mean, approximately. Last supper, let's take it 6 o'clock. Okay? 6 o'clock last supper. Jesus walked from here to Gethsemane on foot. Let's say he was there at 6. 8 o'clock he knelt in his agony. He spent the terrible hour on the rock of agony at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, Judas came, and Jesus was raised by Judas. So 9:30 or 10 o'clock he was taken from Gethsemane unto the house. So I'm telling you this, I mean, just to go, make it more clear that if Jesus had the Last Supper, it must be that. When you get the supper in the dining room, outside the hotel will be dark, okay? So Jesus had the Last Supper and it was dark. And he walked through the streets of Jerusalem, it was dark at the time. Remember that the room of the Last Supper where we are standing now was within the wall of Jerusalem at that time. Now we are outside the Turkish wall, but we are supposed to be within the old Roman wall at that time. Is it clear? So, we are standing here in this room. You remember when I told you this was a private house? 250 years ago, this was used as a private house. Today it's not a private house anymore. Where is the private house? You know, the steps, when you go the steps all the way down, you come to an open yard, and there are 5 rooms in that open yard. And the steps lead to what? Come on. This is coming. You know, the owner of this house, his wife and the children and the servants and so on, they were down below the name. This room was for the guests. Guests coming here, oh, they are welcome and they have to know at the cemetery. So, think of this room covered with cushions. No chairs, no tables, no side lamp tables, no electricity at that time, they used to have changed here. Look, this is made specially as to see that we have to go to the change really low, and you have to change really with oil low, of the oil and standing, so on. So, carpets and cushions all around. And the upper room must have several windows. Why? In summertime, of course, I mean, when you have, when you receive the guests in your house, you will be doing your best to treat them nicely. Today, when you have a guest in your house, you will be putting an air conditioning room.
Right.
You have a conditioning room.
Yes.
So you're putting an air conditioning room. So at that time, they used to, So at that time, they used to and they have the conditioning. But they have so many windows, they open all the windows, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 windows, you know, that means to be nice, food, they will be speaking well, and so on. The Seneca, this is a small Seneca in my opinion, but the Seneca is full of windows. Why for windows? When you have about 10-15 people here in summertime, it would be very hot, so you have to open all the windows, the breeze comes, and they will be comfortable. Now, when you leave this Seneca here, take the steps. About 15 steps, you find yourself by the main gate of the house. You see? When the strangers are coming to the cenacle, they don't have to go and to disturb the ladies of the house. They shouldn't go to the living room of the house. The toilet, for a chair, see? For a chair at the upper room. Bath and something like that, connected with the cenacle. So you wash, you eat, and you wash at the cenacle. You don't have to go to any dining room, you don't have to go to the bedroom, you don't have to go to the kitchen of the house. Is it clear? They bring the things from the kitchen up to the street and they take it back. I'm sorry, I talk too much sometimes, but I want to correct your picture when you think of the Roman Catholic.
I'll sell it back to you.
You'll sell it back if you play that sound here.
Keep looking out.
Oh, I just got to turn on. Hey, you went off.
We are going to drive through the old Roman road. Via Jacob Fred, via Shiloh, Libona, and Jacob Zilman, Gerizim, and Mount Hilal, the city of Nablus, and we go north to Samaria. From Samaria, we come to Megiddo to visit the ruins of Megiddo. And then we drive direct from Megiddo to Tiberias to have lunch. I want to go to the office now and work for boat ride. I want to see whether they will be able to take the boat ride tomorrow afternoon or day after tomorrow. So let me go and see, and I will let you know. But I want you to know that we are leaving this for tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So, let's say, morning call will be at 6:30. Suitcases outside your room at 7. 7, you can go to the dining room for breakfast, and be in the bus at 8 sharp. Does it suit you, or shall we make it earlier? Suit you? No earlier?
No earlier.
Somebody suggested to start at 4:30 in the morning. Kill him? I'll kill him. No worries. Okay, here we go.
Boy, he's lost his bread, avocados, putting them back in that hat so he would get the avocados. That's the price. He's getting them though, boy. Ah, he can go. Those three papayas. Yeah.
They smell the smell of the tourists.
They own the ball. They sell.
Here come the invaders. Everyone on board? We go.
Thank you.
Are you satisfied now?
Yeah.
We are leaving the Ambassador Hotel, which shall be driving all the way north through the old Roman road, which was connecting the city of Jerusalem with the Sea of Galilee and the city of Nazareth at the time of the Romans. The same road which was used at the time of Jesus. And you know, the difference is not the you can see the new house and the
Hitler against one of the time. It was Mahmoud of Jerusalem. And David was the founder of Jerusalem. So Saul was really on the top of this mountain, which is known as Gibeah.
This is where he started looking for the donkey.
Yes, no. Yes, here he was looking for it. That is another place called Lisa, and I'll show you here. But this is where he lived. Then maybe he got king in the area here. But that, before being king, you know, he came to look for the earth of his father.
Yeah.
This Thursday they went to the temple and he was found at the temple. that when Jesus did not leave Jerusalem, he left them at the Damascus Gate, that area, and he was driving together. So a girl that brought Jesus went to Mary, and Mary brought Jesus to the gospel. Does it sound good yet?
Yeah.
Ramallah, I mean, there's another town called Ramallah. Besides that, the olive tree takes
what you are planting and you are in this age?
It is mind you
think. You must know that we have received so many molecules from our father of past generation, then I have to do the same for the coming generation. And you are pleased on the answer and the question. So the people today, they are doing the same. They have received so many olive trees from the past generation, and you are going to see just planted trees here. Down below, you can see just planted trees for the coming generation.
How long does it take to
14 years. It's a village, you know, on the way. Called NC. A village. There are many villages on the way. And as I told you, all the trees that you see on the mountains are owned by the people of the village. Remember that the people here, they don't live in their own land like we do at home. Here they have to live all together in a small town as community to protect themselves from the trees, from the rubber, from the last element. Just as it comes to the Bible, nobody can live on the mountains like this. It is not right. We might be attacked by the last element from the rubber of the trees. So, they must gather all together and get a small town, and whenever they want to walk, whenever they want to do a work in their land, they can be used to go it 2 miles, 3 miles to the land, and they come back for the land. You clear? Madam, 16 million of these in the mountains of Judea and Samaria, which was known Jordan before the war of 1967, and now it is ruled by Israel, by the military government.
We have a new wild animal.
There is more than trees. Look, about 500, 600 years old, you can see the trees here. Look at it.
We have a new wild animal that keeps people from living alone on the mountain. It's called hippies.
But you commit it to those who are...
I said they're wild animals.
Carrying their bag on their shoulders and going everywhere.
They make masculine houses, homes, on their
town. You are hippies like our business.
That's our newest wild animal.
Yeah. Hippies, the American hippies, like the best ones today, they live, I mean, wild, you know, on the mountain.
Yeah.
But the best one, you know, they work hard to make a living. The hippies, they don't work. Sometimes they have to walk 7 miles, I mean, with their fault, I mean, to plant something to feed them.
The sad part about the hippie is you'll be raising a family and not going all alone. You may be raising a hippie. One come out and you don't know where they come from. Eli was, and whenever the Ark of the Covenant was captured,
taken away by the Philistines that was in this part. Again, one of the most historical things about this is when one of the tribes had lost most of the men, the girls in that tribe, they came here and stole the girls in order to have more babies to buy the country. You can tell about that when they get there. Do you know that story?
Okay. Continue.
But this is where the tabernacle stood for nearly 400 years, right out in the center of this. Now, if you don't agree with me, that's all right. But the nearest camp had to be a mile away, and there was over 1,500,000 Israelis camped around this thing for more than 400 years.
Okay, let's say that.
I would like to add more to what
you're saying. And remember that this was given to Shiloh. And this is where he divided the land among the 12 tribes of Israel. This is where the land is divided among the Benjaminites, Judea, and Levi, Simon, the Roman, and so on. So Shiloh is an area of the hills of Shiloh used to go to the plain of the Mona and the valley of the Benjaminites, on the plain of the Mona and the
became to be known as Judea. And that valley that you saw was the border between the land of Judea that is supposed to be standing at the end of the land of Judea, from Hebron. And that